This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. One more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
it's your two emphatic hosts.
Segments.
Eat him. Eat him.
Finish him.
I was trying to do the dab for you. Yeah. All right. This is our third guest, but it's a little hard to navigate. Fortunately, mm-hmm. we're with Avital, who's right next to me.
It's better and worse because of it.
Yeah.
Avital Blumenfeld? Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm
wrong.
You guys
wrong.
Got married.
Ash.
It's Amir Ash.
Yes. A small rash.
Mm-hmm. For this Ash.
That's right.
He refused. He's not a feminist.
Ash is objectively the better name, but I can't let go of Blumenfeld or my mom will be really, really upset with
me. Ash is definitely, Ash owns. I might change my last name to Ash.
Do it. That's
Jake
good.
Ash.
It's perfect.
Yeah, Jack Ash.
And Jillian
yeah, Jake
Blumenfeld.
Ash.
I love that for her.
For who?
For Jill.
For Gemma.
Obvious. Oh.
Gemma Ash Vogel Hurwitz III and Feld.
Oh my God.
Gemma Ash is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, I'll take her.
We got some fun segments planned, but we wanted to have you on because you have live shows.
Yes. And I was hoping to influence people greatly into coming to the shows.
Obviously, you rehearsed this pitch. Yeah. Sell it. Let's go.
Come, please.
You have 9 minutes.
If you like what you see on this podcast, there's no more of where this came from in the show.
All right, I'll do it. It's okay. A one-woman show called Avital Ash Workshops Her Suicide Note. It got rave reviews at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
That's right.
Edinburgh.
So don't just listen to us.
Edinburgh.
Don't call it Edinburgh.
Why did
Edinburgh.
You do that?
Edinburgh.
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 Real Edinburgh. Journalists liked it too. So it's not just our biased opinion. Jake, you haven't seen it yet, but I assume you'll be at the New York show. So we can say
I will
hi
be at the New York
then.
Show.
Four stars from the Telegraph and the Chortle, not the Chortle, just Chortle.
Yeah.
And the Scotsman and 5 stars from Distractify and 4 from Entertainment Now.
That's
once I said
25.
The 5 and I go back down to the 4, it doesn't sound as good. But 4 is
from
a big
Entertainment
deal.
Now, 4 is the max that they give. Or do they all out of 5 stars?
Let's say they're all out of
they're
4.
They're all out of
but
3.
Distractify gave me 5 out of 4.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you have shows in LA on April 30th. New York on May something. 5th?
It's a
6th,
good thing for
4th.
Me to know.
And then London. And then you're back to Scotland. Those are the big 4.
Yeah. London's and
back
then 2 days
to Edinburgh.
Scotland.
Okay.
That's right. Back where it all began. I'll be in New York on May 4th.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. at Union Hall.
May the 4th be with you.
Thank
I know
you.
That venue well, and I will be there.
Good yes. rooms, but not huge rooms. So act fast.
Yeah. Who knows when they'll sell We're out. Selling really fast in LA. Not as fast in New York, so, but get on it.
The yeah, first not a lot segment
there. You're gonna sell that
is
one
about me.
The first what is about you?
Wait, you didn't tell anybody where they can get tickets, right?
It oh, yeah.
Do they know?
Avitalash.com. Avitalash.com. And in the show notes, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll put it yeah. all over. That's the name
you
of this episode.
You should probably grab Avital Blumenfeld just in case. Mm, just in case. Yeah.
Or
and Amir, you should grab Amir Ash.
That's true.
I already have Amir Ash on my ass. yeah.
I don't appreciate you disrespecting my last name like that.
The first segment is about me. It's called Who Knows Amir Better?
Great.
Who has spent more time with me than you two in the last decade plus?
No one.
So now it's time to find out who knows me the most. I came up with 20 questions.
Get ready to lose, loser.
Well, I was like, I've known him longer.
I know.
But you've had sex with him. So I feel like, what? Really?
So that's the first question, actually.
I've seen your dick. I can answer this.
Yeah, I tried to make this egalitarian. Questions that are a mix of new, old, fun, real, factual, opinionated. So hopefully we get no advantages for either one of you. That was my goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start. Right, we'll start with an easy one, and this is how I'm going to score it. Jake, you get a question, and Avital gets a question, and we'll.
And
bounce
if she
back
misses,
and
do I get to? Do I get to steal? Do I get to answer her question for some kind of bonus?
Yeah. You
Good
said.
Question.
Think
yes.
of that.
Not a okay. bonus, but you get to take her point.
And I get to
okay,
answer
so
my
each
own
question.
Yeah, all right. Can I Correct. Buzz in?
So
if I really know the answer, can I buzz in over
You don't
Avital?
Have to know. You don't have to know. You can't cut her off. You can't cut her off.
Okay.
Her questions right. are hers and hers alone.
Well, unless he steals. Cool. So mine, but not mine yeah. alone.
Yes. Unless you get right. it wrong.
Yes.
There are also...
What are we
also
playing for? What's the grand prize?
A kiss.
Get ready to lose, loser.
A kiss
I'm
from
gonna
Jill.
I'm going to own you, poser. I don't know how to trash talk, but I'm trying. No,
I think the winner is just going to be have for the rest of their lives the bragging rights to knowing me better.
It's more like you were good. Talking about, is it the famous football player, Tom Brady, that team, that like winning doesn't necessarily feel good, but losing feels really bad. Like yeah. I think either whoever loses will carry such intense shame for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, right. Yeah, That's yeah. More... Winning is expected for each of us.
Yes, exactly. The default.
All right. And as always, feel free to play at home.
Yeah.
yeah.
Send First... your answers to amirash@gmail.com.
First question. Ash. We'll start with a layup, an easy one, a softball. Jake, what year was I born? What year was I born?
I genuinely don't know. 1983 is what I'm pretty sure is the correct answer.
That is correct.
All right.
1 point for Jake. He's currently in the lead.
Well, that's not fair.
Did you know that one?
Yet.
Did you know
I
that
did,
one?
But I did start to doubt myself.
Yeah.
Because of math. But
yeah.
I
knew it was 82.
Sort of obvious, but a little bit math based. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that was what gave me the fear because I was like trying to confirm it with math, and I was like, just go with your gut, Hurwitz. You got this.
I had the same process. The stakes couldn't be higher.
We're excited.
I'm terrified.
Avital.
Drinking the water like Marco Rubio.
that was gin. She's on a beta block.
Don't tell him.
Avital,
yeah.
What was the name of my childhood dog?
Steel.
I obviously know this, but it's nerves getting to me. Chico.
That's correct. Chico.
I got so scared, and all I could think was Fluffy, because Chico was Fluffy, but Chico was not named Fluffy.
So you never met Chico. He was a small little snowflake, fluffy white dog. Jake, you did meet Chico.
That's right.
You met him in his old age. He was very
Chico
protective.
Chico took to me.
Yeah.
Chico and I have a bond.
Wow.
He didn't bite me. I was one of the few men he didn't attack.
That's my right. childhood friends all feared Chico because he would sort of bite their feet and shoes and yes. draw blood sometimes.
Did you think he was a little asshole or he was too nice to you?
He was sweet to me and he had an underbite with like a little tooth that stuck out. So I like that.
Yeah. And to Jake, he was a sweet boy too.
On September 12th, 2001, Jake, I decided the show must go on and I saw one of my favorite bands in concert. What band was that? This is the day after 9/11.
Day after. I think we've talked about this recently, so I'm going to guess Weezer.
That is correct.
Wow, I didn't know that, but that was absolutely my guess.
Yeah, so I didn't know whether Weezer would cancel the show at the Oakland Coliseum. Not a lot of bands out there that Amir would call his favorite.
Yeah.
It's sort of either that or Ben Folds, but I did see Weezer the day after 9/11. They said the show must go on, and I attended as well.
The show went on.
We needed it.
Yeah.
That day specifically.
Otherwise, okay. The terrorists.
Now, true Americans.
As you can see, the questions are starting to get a little crazy.
Wow.
Here we go. Avital.
Yeah.
What sleepaway camp did I attend growing up?
You didn't sleep away. You went home.
Correct. Trick question. All wow. my friends went to Camp Al-Anim, but I did not. I was too afraid to sleep away from my parents' house.
Yes, you were a wuss.
Wow. Jake, would you have that?
That might have got me. I knew Al-Anim, and I was prepared to guess Al-Anim, but caveat it by saying that you didn't go there for very long.
Yeah, that's correct.
But I knew, yeah, okay.
Way to survive that trick question. Yes. That was dangerous.
Eat my dust.
Eat my guts.
Whatever.
Eat my ass, Hurwitz.
Eat my butthole.
Eat my asshole.
Okay.
Very original, Jake.
I have two true or false questions, so there's no rebuttal. If you get it wrong, the other person doesn't get a chance because you just got it wrong. But each one of you gets a true false right now.
Okay.
What do you guys think of the segment so far? That's true false. Yeah, it's good, right?
Okay. Yeah, Jake? It's really good. Yeah, I love it.
True or false? True or false? I have not purchased a single article of clothing since the pandemic began 4 years ago. I have not purchased one article of clothing since the pandemic began 4 years ago.
Man, it definitely seems true when I see your outfits. They're definitely repeating. You're wearing a lot of clothes that I know for a fact you got for free. I'm curious if you, I mean, obviously you're not counting shoes because shoes are an article of clothing.
Not counting shoes. Like I bought shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you would have had to have gotten a t-shirt here or there, but I know your mom buys a lot of clothes for you. I'll go ahead and I'll guess true.
You can not say yet, and then there is still an option.
Oh yeah, you could pass, I should say.
Well, no, not.
Well, I don't want to pass.
Not pass.
I can't pass. I'm not going to pass to Ash.
Don't pass.
You're going to get the
true or false. True.
Loser.
Wrong. I have.
You came to our wedding. He had to buy a suit.
I bought a suit. I also bought that pink pullover that I wear a lot now, which is sort of new, plus an article of clothing. And underwear, socks, for sure. I haven't bought a lot, but I have bought some clothes.
Jake is a loser. Oh, my God.
So you're stuck
on
two.
See how you do with your true false, Ash.
What I was saying is you can't steal, but I was like, I could say my guess before you gave the answer, was what I was trying to say.
Oh, I see. So just to prove that you knew it.
Well, like, and for the point. No, not just to prove that I knew it. Yeah. Just
but I would guess whatever you guessed, because you would know that one better than me. You live
That's
at the
true.
House. You see the
him.
Packages arrive.
Yeah.
But you've seen the pink hoodie, the pink pullover.
You got to get over this.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
But also, you did know about a wedding.
Yeah, the suit was also a good loophole. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I did. I feel like your mom bought you guys.
That. I feel like your mom bought that for you.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I think your dad did buy it.
Yeah, my dad paid for it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
True or false? This is for Avital. I memorized pi to the 50th digit in middle school for a talent show.
Wow.
True or false?
I don't know the answer to this, but I'm also going to go with true.
I'm going to say
incorrect,
false because he did
false.
It for no reason.
Wow, we both failed the true or false.
Amazing.
This is based on a thing that I did
do. I would
do.
Believe that.
In third grade, I memorized every president in order for a talent show, but wow. I never did it with pie. Both wow. of those things seemed true, but were actually false. I got wow. you both.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Unreal.
Yeah. I also Unreal. Tweeted recently, I have big memorized pie to the 50th decimal point energy.
Yeah. I believe that about
it does
you.
It does feel like something I would do.
It's like I hardly even know you.
Okay, you guys are divorce. Stuck at two each.
You can still get this thing annulled because you haven't had sex with him, you said.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's the rule? It's yeah. so biblical.
I think if you haven't consummated.
I show them the sheets with no blood on it. And I'm like, this doesn't count.
Are you guys done? Fucking flirting in front of me?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, come on. You love it.
You fucking cuck.
You get off to this shit.
All right, Jake, let's go PG. What is my favorite?
You take? Sorry, that's how you flirt.
What is my favorite dessert?
I know favorite? This one. Come on. I should have had Jake's questions.
Well, I didn't want to give you the layup, so I wanted to make it a little bit out of both of yours' comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it has to be it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Incorrect. That's your favorite dessert.
It's
yes,
yours too.
Avital. Oh, wait. She could steal, actually.
I can. Hell yeah. It's a Rice Krispie treat.
That's correct. Rice Krispie treats.
I was so prepared to be 2 points in the lead that I forgot that I failed the true or false. I was like, I'm not. I also lost that one.
I guess I should have known that. But you really do like cookies. Your background on Twitter was cookies for a long time. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Loser. All right.
All right, here's
losing
one. You
so hard, loser.
Let's point.
Not get cocky because we're only four questions deep. There's 900 to go. What product did I use in my hair in ninth grade when I had a middle part? A middle part in ninth grade. Not this specific brand. I'm talking about what product did I put in my hair to stay make it stay that way.
Gel.
Gel is incorrect. Incorrect, Jake. You could steal this.
Wait, you're not even talking about the specific brand?
Not the specific brand, but it wasn't gel.
It wasn't. Oh. I guess I'll bedhead mousse.
Mousse is correct.
Wow. I will say, was
it bedhead?
It was mousse, but I forgot the brand. No, I don't think it was bedhead, but it was specifically a foamy ass mousse that had
mousse. Kept my hair nice, I know because I use the same thing.
Yeah. This We're back rigged. To even.
This is rigged.
This whole election is rigged.
I had a middle part as well. Good
wow.
on you.
This is fun. This is fun. Okay. Jake, now that it's tied 3-3, right. what is my TikTok handle?
Okay, Bloomer, final
That's
answer.
That was
correct.
An easy one. Come on.
That was
That's
a layup.
Correct.
That was a
that
layup. Was, that I mean, was you went viral. Don Lemon said your name, brother. Come on.
You cheated thank you, with thank that you. One. You're okay. trying to make Jake win. You're trying to take my crown away.
Avital.
That's me.
How many uncles do I have? How many uncles do I have? Jake's thinking too. And if we're talking straight up parents' brother, we're not getting cutesy with like, oh, my best friend's dad who raised me or some shit.
Right.
We're talking about straight capital U avuncular uncles.
I want to say two, but I'm afraid it's three. Because there's definitely your dad's brother who I know and we see. But
yeah.
then there's your mom's brother who's a sort of patriarch. But then are there others? I think it's like
other brothers?
His kids and their offshoots. Fuck. He gets okay Bloomer and I get how many uncles? This is fucking rigged. I guess I'll say two.
Two is incorrect.
And I will say three.
Three is correct. My mom has two brothers.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
My dad
you forgot
has
about
one.
Sagi. Didn't you forget about Sagi?
I was thinking about Sagi, but Sagi's not. He's too young. He's
That's
someone's
correct.
Kid.
Sagi is a cousin. My cousin married Sagi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
yes.
Fuck.
Eat
me.
My asshole.
So what's your, Jake got it right your, because you sort of narrowed it down to it. Two choices for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Menashe is
And
the
I
uncle,
thought Sagi was your uncle.
Yeah.
Sagi, Yossi, I know.
Uncle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake.
You can't forget about Menashe.
Can never forget.
Fuck.
Okay, Jake.
Fuck.
It's not over. It is 5-3, though, so you're going to have to steal some points from him.
Okay,
it's
over-ish. Bloomer.
Jake.
This is unreal.
How many marathons have I run?
Ooh.
How many marathons?
The New York City, the Richmond. You did one in Canada. And I think you did one in Detroit. I'm going to say 4.
That is correct.
Wow.
Could you do that, Amital? Could you do that?
I would have gotten that wrong.
You were incorrect. I didn't do one in Detroit. It was Philadelphia.
Nice.
But 4 is the correct answer.
Good for you. All right.
And I was right. 3 out of 4, right?
Yeah. Okay. Things are heating up.
I'm going to kill myself.
We'll
go workshop that suicide note, bud.
Nice.
Let's
take a break right here. Come back with more questions. Okay. More questions and answers after these messages.
I'm so disappointed in me.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness more of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Funny.
All right, we're back. Okay, Abital, we're back to true false.
Okay.
Do you still want to play?
True or false?
I feel like I ran away with this.
Oh, I should say, Is there a mercy rule? Jake has 5, you have 3, but we're not halfway there yet.
Okay.
So there's still plenty of time.
Out of how many? How far are we?
10 questions each.
Okay, what are we at?
8.
Math, again.
Correct.
Yeah.
True or false? I never had my wisdom teeth removed. I never had my wisdom teeth removed.
I know you had braces. Oh, we've talked about
it. I get to steal this one?
Do you know the answer, Jake?
Oh, you can't because it's a true or false. So no stealing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good use of the rule. False is incorrect. Never had my wisdom teeth removed. I never had wisdom teeth. They never came in.
No, that's right.
I would have gotten that one. You have less teeth than normal.
Oh, I really meant it as you didn't have them out.
Oh, wait. That is correct. I never had my wisdom teeth removed. It's true. You said true. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
What is
this technicality?
You did not have your wisdom teeth out.
T.O.,
I phrased it incorrectly. I never had my wisdom teeth removed.
This is like a VAR review. I don't think so.
It's true.
This question is null.
I will say, the way that I answered, I should lose. But I did know it, and I promise you, trying to say you did not have them out. Because I do remember you saying, I'm not smart enough to even have wisdom teeth.
So
that was why I was like, wait, you didn't.
Wait, you did. No, you did. You said true, and he said, I never had
my wisdom teeth. Yeah.
Right. So it is correct. True.
I think I said false. I said true?
Yeah. It was, she said true.
I didn't say false. I thought I said false, but meant false, you didn't have them removed.
I think you said true. It was like a double negative situation.
They'll know, the listeners. But I meant didn't have them
If removed. I lose, then this will come back. But I think I'm going to win pretty comfortably anyway.
No. Okay. I'm going to win.
No.
Lose, loser.
Okay.
But I swear I did. My intentions were true.
Were pure.
Yes. You didn't have them out.
Even correct. If the game is rigged, my intentions are pure.
Look, you got okay bloomer. So.
That was a rigged election.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I also was able to uncle steal. That was pretty cool.
You got an uncle steal.
True or false? I tried to wear contacts in college, but my eyes rejected them.
I'm going to say that is false. You just didn't like the way contacts felt.
Correct. I never
steal.
I never wore contacts, actually.
Okay, great.
So whatever your rationale, false is correct. So Jake has 6, Avital is 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to come back.
You're going to come
back. And
you'll be sorry.
Choke on my dust, Avital.
Suck my dick, Jacob.
What is my favorite
movie? Fuck you, dude.
I'm not going to repeat that.
I'm going to kill you. White Man Can't Jump.
That's correct. White Man Can't Jump is my favorite movie.
That one's easy.
You'll like this
follow-up question. What is my second favorite movie?
Fuck that shit. I get second favorite movie? It's A Few Good Men.
That's correct.
That's what I would have said to you.
6.
Even though there's like 2 or 3 that could be.
Well, that brings us to my next question. What is my
American
other
Psycho's
second favorite movie?
Oh.
That's
but
correct.
It's my point.
Yeah. Well, now we're
I don't get to
the wheels
steal
are
that.
Falling up. It's too late.
And I could give 2 more that are in there.
Okay.
Do you want to hear them? Sure. Are they not for points, just to hear?
I think either way, you have 6 and Jake has 7, but he has a question coming up.
Okay, but will this give it?
You've already got
any
this does
movie
nothing.
Titles the answers to questions that are coming up?
No.
I'll say also probably Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
And Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I do like those movies a lot.
Good
for
ones.
You listeners that want to know Amir's 3rd and
4th and 5th favorite movie.
Yeah.
It's getting deep.
All right, Jake. Have I ever been on a cruise? Ever been on a cruise?
Man. It seems like something your parents would do. But I, at the same time, I can't really picture you on a boat. You'd get seasick. I'll say no.
The answer is yes.
I have been on a cruise.
The stakes couldn't be higher.
Jake stays at 7.
Friend versus wife. We're tied now.
When I was 16, my parents went on an Alaskan cruise and took me and my brother.
Are we tied?
That's exactly the kind of cruise I could have seen them going. Damn it.
You have 6 and Jake has 7, but he could have leaped to 8th.
Okay.
Okay. So you really need this.
I do.
This is the tie, Jake, for now. All right, Avital.
Okay.
Growing up, I took 2 musical instruments lessons. 2 different kinds of instruments. The guitar and this.
Piano.
Correct. Nice.
But it wasn't from your mom, right?
It wasn't from my mom, though my mom did play the piano.
Right, your mom
as well.
Plays piano, but I remember you had lessons, just not from her.
That's correct.
Also, yes, know that. Tied.
Fun family fact, my mom took piano lessons from my dad's mom.
That's right, I did know that.
That's nice.
That was in the recesses of my brain. Yeah. Before they knew each other.
Yeah, like when she was
I guess that's the kind of thing that comes out during pillow talk, because I never learned that information.
Well, here's another thing that would come out during pillow talk.
I didn't get to fuck Blumenfeld with the issue.
Me neither.
All right, you guys are tied, and there's 3 questions left. Relax, Luke. Don't get too excited.
3 each.
No, 3 total. There's a tiebreaker. Okay. Jake.
I don't like it.
What did I get on my SATs? What did I get on my SATs?
800 math, 640 verbal.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I knew this. I remembered because you and I got the same verbal score.
I barely remember what SATs are. So I was.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember what question. I got on my SATs.
Yeah. Me
all right,
either.
one last. That was a really good pull. All right, Avital, this is to tie Jake. Name the one university that rejected me from college. I applied to many schools, got into all but one. Can you name the school that told me no?
Stanford.
That's correct. Wow.
We're tied.
How great. Tied. And all I made a lightning round.
And I didn't even go to college. I don't know shit about school.
Wait, how are we tied? Don't I get one final question right now, or did I went first?
You went first. But I appreciate your anger. Luckily, I thought of this. It's 8 apiece. I have a lightning round to determine the winner. Okay?
Okay.
You guys are going to alternate. Go back and forth until one of you can't name anybody. The question is... And Avital, you're going to start. I'm going to count so you guys can't take too long. Name childhood friends of mine until somebody runs out.
Ofer.
Jesse.
Rami. If we are wrong, if it's someone that doesn't count as childhood, do you say wrong and we get to try again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
He said Chris.
I'm picturing so many people, but my brain is still working. Sean.
Sean Perlman counts, yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie.
Were you friends with Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say people that you dated are also friends, and so Alexis.
Yes. We're trying to stay high school or earlier, but yeah, she was a high school friend.
Cohen.
That counts. Cohen did go off with me.
Andrew, what's his name?
What is his
just,
name?
Can I just say Andrew?
What's his name?
That's his name.
What's his last name?
5, 4.
That's not how it works. There was no timer button. Okay, I can shift gears while I try to remember his name. Heller.
Josh Heller is correct.
I said Heller.
You didn't.
Didn't I say Heller?
You said
you said
Jesse
Ofer.
And Cohen.
You said Jackie.
I said Ofer.
Oh,
yeah. You said Jackie.
Yeah, you said Jackie and
yes.
Cohen.
Yes.
Said Rami.
Yeah, Rami came up. Heller's new.
Oh, Heller's new.
What is Andrew's name?
Oh, no.
I go through the letters of the alphabet and have it ready.
God, there's this fucking guy. I know this fucking guy.
Chris Silver was a good pull.
Yeah, that was a good pull.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Moss.
Wow, that's really good. That's correct.
I didn't even know you were friends with him. I thought that was Sean's friend.
Yeah, I knew him through Sean. Wow, deep
pull. Wow. Okay. Hold on.
If you guys both get one more, I'll call it a draw because this is really impressive.
Does Nicole count?
My cousin, no.
You're friends with her.
Oh yeah, then I'll fucking say Yair. Come on. I don't think so, Toots.
I just need to remember his. I mean, first name should count.
I know who you're thinking of, Andrew, who's friends with Ofer and all them.
Oh, I wasn't, actually.
Oh.
But that's a good one. But you weren't friends with him.
No.
That's not who I mean. I mean, he really liked the music at the wedding. And we set him up on a date with Jesse because your mom said that he needed to be set up with someone. And his name, I can see him. It's like if I got the family name, I would have it. I need to go through the letters of the alphabet. Can you guys like entertain yourselves? And I'll
We got to go. You're going to run out of time.
D, E.
There's a chance Jake doesn't know one and we'll call
no,
it
No, he just
split.
Said one.
No, no. Yeah.
But yeah, I said one.
If you can't think of one and Jake can't think of one, I'll call it a tie. But Jake, you have a chance to steal right now. Let's say that.
God damn it. There's that, it's that kid that was your best friend growing up.
Yes, yes.
We're both thinking the same damn guy.
Yeah, fuck. Are we forgetting any
Michael Resnick.
Friends?
Michael fucking Resnick.
That's correct. Jake wins.
No. That's bullshit. No.
It was not Andrew. It was
Michael
Resnick.
Of course. I just needed
to
get to R.
Yeah, you need to get to R. You also had the first name wrong, pal. So
I think I know your husband a bit better. I would have had Michael. I would have had Jake Nordwind.
I don't think so. It's way too late.
I'm on Jake's side here.
But I knew Michael Resnick. I just needed to find his name.
No, you thought his name was Andrew.
For
to
a
be
second.
Fair.
For a second.
For more. Yeah, I think he thought it was Andrew until
That's
he said
That's your
Michael
husband's
Resnick.
Childhood I best didn't. Friend that he no really he no he no longer talks to, really.
I
you should
I
know that.
You guys got a lot deeper in the bag than I thought.
Wow.
There was
I'm gonna I'll have sex with you if I win.
Okay. Technically, Andrew was a friend of mine, so I'm going to give her
two bonus
points for that.
We're going to have sex for the first time.
You're going to consummate.
Wow. That was really exciting. Great job, both of you guys.
I'm
Jake,
devastated.
The SAT poll, I think, was enough to earn you the W. Michael Resnick at the buzzer was really good, too.
Mike, but we were both thinking of the same person, it must be said.
Yeah.
We both had him.
Yeah.
You got the name faster.
I thought of him, yeah.
But if you factor in how much weed I smoke, I feel like I did win that.
That's cool. That's actually
you have to
really
give me more
cool.
time. Again, to bring it back to SATs, it's like if you have ADHD, you can get more time.
Yeah, untimed.
Which I do have ADHD, so
yeah.
I just
Well, I have dad brain, and I still pulled that, you know?
Okay, I'll allow it.
I have dad grass, actually, which is a combination of the grass brain and the weed.
Congratulations, Jake.
Thank you. What a game. That was exciting.
My fucking asshole.
I think we can all say the questions were great.
They were. Except
yeah,
for the loop.
Good job.
But I had an easy one, too.
Yeah, we should play this with Jill.
Yeah, you should. Wow.
Next segment. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Icons. All right, we're back. Wow, that was intense.
Oh, yeah.
We cut out, but Avital and Jake yelled at each other for half an hour right now.
Mm-hmm.
We had and a I falling won the out. Fight.
I finally won something.
But let's play a new game that we've played before, but never with Avital. It's everybody's favorite. It's poetry or noetry. We need a theme song just for this.
We do. This is what the show is all about for me.
I've gotten crushed. Jake once. Jake's gotten me once.
Out of how many?
Three, I believe. Three attempts each. Avital's more of a poet than me. Sort of lands in the you sphere of things, Jake. So this is Avital's attempt at a real poem. Of course, as you guys know, Avital's going to read three poems. One of them she wrote. Two of them are real poems. We're going to try to sniff it out.
I'm nervous because I think I like the way Avital writes. I remember her vows at your wedding were very beautiful. And I actually cried during your vows and not his, if you can believe it.
Wow, thank you.
So I was trying my best not to crack up during your vows.
You know, thinking about it, my SAT score was 1450.
No, you guys go off and fuck.
I gotta cash it in now. Okay, so poetry or noetry, Avital edition. This is our first guest submission, so it's an exciting
Do you know
moment.
The answer, or are you and I trying to decide together?
I don't know the answer.
Which is annoying, because I wanted to be able to run it by him, like, will this pass? But I didn't. I can't.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, two of them are Leonard Cohen.
Which is your favorite poet slash songwriter of all time?
Yeah, just my favorite everything. I'm nervous.
You should be.
I can really sniff
these out.
Well, not the Shakespeare one, but yeah, the other ones.
Yeah, the other ones.
Shakespeare was kind of a cheat.
Ends Well Yet by Leonard Cohen.
Immortalized. Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
You can't look over my shoulder, even though there's not a giveaway, but it just feels like cheating.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one's called Nothing. At once a rush of nothing thrashes through a tunnel to fracture the charade, splinter the sham. All it took was nothing, so vast and endless, it would gorge itself on light, nothing of consequence. That's the first one.
Really gorgeous. Moved you. I hope you didn't write it.
Second, The Hypnotist.
That's a good one.
I heard of a man who says words so beautifully that if he only speaks their name, women give themselves to him. If I am dumb beside your body, while silence blossoms like tumors on our lips, it is because I hear a man climb stairs and clear his throat outside our door.
I don't think you wrote that.
There's no way. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. That's jaw-dropping.
Yeah, Avital just sort of farted that out on the toilet the other day.
Yeah, if you wrote that one, I think you have to quit whatever you have planned for the rest of your life and be a poet.
Which is what he would say to Leonard, too. So don't, like, think that he's just trying to compliment
you. Dude, hey, Mr. Cohen, I really think you got it.
Don't quit your day job, whatever.
Poet laureate of Canada. Okay, or finally, the only poem. This is the only poem I can read. I am the only one can write it. I didn't kill myself when things went wrong. I didn't turn to drugs or teaching. I tried to sleep, but when I couldn't sleep, I learned to write. I learned to write what might be read on nights like this by one like me.
It's also pretty good. Jake, what do you think? Are you leaning one way or another? We think the second one is probably
the second
Leonard.
I think we have to eliminate that. And I just feel like I'm barely hanging on. Just even hearing it read to me over Zoom, I almost cried. So I feel like that one just...
Do you know Leonard?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
Only through... You know, I feel like Avital has told me some stuff about him. Or showed me songs of his.
That's cool. That makes me feel good.
But yeah, let's eliminate that.
Okay. Can you tell us, was poem two written by Leonard Cohen?
That is a Leonard Cohen.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad that it moved you so much. I guess in a way disappointed because...
Well, we haven't figured yours out yet.
But I'm just saying I should have chose something less good. But okay. I'm pleased to Did it move you?
It didn't move me, but it definitely felt like a real, real poem in a way that I don't think all four of us couldn't have written. It was a professional job that took time.
And you also saw me write it in my, I mean, you didn't see the poem, but in like 10 minutes last night.
So. Okay. Do you want to hear the first and third again?
Yeah.
Okay.
First one was nothing. Is that what it's called? Okay.
At once a rush of nothing thrashes through a tunnel to fracture the charade, splinter the sham. All it took was nothing so vast and endless, it would gorge itself on light. Nothing of consequence. Or The Hypnotist. Nope, we did that one, sorry. The only poem. This is the only poem I can read. I am the only one can write it. I didn't kill myself when things went wrong. I didn't turn to drugs or teaching. I tried to sleep, but when I couldn't sleep, I learned to write. I learned to write what might be read on nights like this by one like me. I read them a little faster this time. Yeah. I probably should have just slowed it down.
And that actually helped. That actually helped a lot. Because I feel like the two things that would come to you if you're like, I need to write a poem for this podcast are nothing. I can't think of anything. So you kind of just write the poem about nothing. Or the other one is about writing a poem. So there are, and I think actually in this segment, I've written a poem that was about writing a poem and you sniffed it out.
Because it was on your brain. It was hard to turn that part off.
Do you remember like the milkman delivers the milk and I write the poem, the bakers get up at dawn, I write the poem, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty. I thought it was a great poem. I thought that was really something. It was really something special.
It was a 4. It was a 4 out of 10 for me.
What are you thinking?
I think the first one would be Avital and the last one not, but I'm only like 51-49.
Yeah. The reason I think the last one is Cohen is because of the line, I'm the only one can write it, right? Is that the line? I'm the only one can write it. It's very unique. And, but why it could be Avital is that it invokes suicide, which is a sly attempt at promoting the shows yet
again. Oh my God, avitalash.com. Yeah, show. For tickets. Yeah.
I think I'm with you though. I'm going to go, nothing is Avital. And the
and
last
why do
one
you
is
think 49-51? What's your reasoning?
I think the first one is yours because it didn't include the killing yourself line, which is might have been too on the nose because that's sort of the dark comedy of your one person show. So I thought you wouldn't also put it in your poem. So we'll say number one was written by Avital. Number three, Leonard Cohen.
It's true. We sniffed it out. Poetry's hard, everybody. Yes.
But you were wrong about one thing. I mean, I don't know if it's worth explaining now, but it wasn't about nothing. Like, I can't think of anything. It's like the oppressive nothingness of like nothing matters.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I was trying. Granted, I wrote it very quickly, but the nothing of consequence I thought is fun because it's like nothing matters. Nothing is of consequence, but also nothing is actually of consequence.
Let's hear it
again. Nothing is the most important thing.
Let's hear it again, knowing it's yours. Usually we make fun of it, but this one was good, so we won't actually.
At once a rush of nothing thrashes through a tunnel to fracture the charade, splinter the sham. All it took was nothing. So vast and endless, it would gorge itself on light. Nothing of consequence.
Yeah.
I got like a hiccup.
It would gorge itself on light is great. Really eloquent. Nice turn of phrase.
It was definitely.
I enjoyed the poem.
We weren't sure. There wasn't one bad one and two great ones. There was one that we were definitely sure was a Leonard. That
there was one
great.
All-time. Noticeably that's an all-time poem.
I love that.
That
you
transcends
love
that. Even Cohen. It's,
that makes me so happy.
It's incredible. Yeah, I didn't know that he wrote poems.
He did. He started off like, as a poet and then moved into songwriting.
Wow! I need to read all of his poems.
That
apparently.
Really makes me so happy. In a way, I win because. All of the poems were, the Leonard poems were really good, and I love Leonard. So by the transitive property, my good taste reflects well upon me, which means I'm a winner.
And in another way,
you lost actually all of the segments on the show. You don't know your
game,
husband.
For sure.
And you don't know how to write poetry. So
You were off on the SAT score. Jackie doesn't count. I gave you Michael Resnick psychically.
You gave me Michael Resnick by saying Andrew something. Andrew something.
That was an
Michael Resnick.
It was an Andy-oop. It was an Andy-oop. Which is like an alley, but more Andrew.
And isn't his name really Michael Andrew Resnick? So I
it's
gave you the middle
Chap.
Name.
Yeah.
Chap?
Yeah, it's his mom's maiden name.
Shit.
That was the ultimate question for the who knows me better than I even know myself. But we didn't get there.
I'm devastated.
I think it's
You're
good.
You're never going to get laid.
It's nice that you didn't come on here and just dominate. The audience wouldn't like that. They would think, oh, he handed it to her. He guessed incorrectly. It's nice that we're not handing out participation trophies on this
and
podcast.
And I made a Cohen fan. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear?
An Amir Cohen fan.
What was it?
An Amir Cohen fan.
No. Fuck that guy.
He wrote the second poem. Did we say Leonard? I'm so sorry. Yeah. Amir Cohen wrote it.
Amazing.
I wanted to do this one poem. I'm going to pull it up. But I had read it to Amir to potentially use. So once I realized you were guessing too, I was like, I can't use it. But
is this the sexy one?
Not quite sexy. Kind of. It's called The Beautiful Poem. And it's, I go to bed in Los Angeles thinking about you. Pissing a few moments ago, I look down at my penis affectionately. Knowing it has been inside you twice today makes me feel beautiful.
Would you have guessed Avital?
I wonder. That's really gorgeous.
By Richard Brown.
About your dick, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Man, I definitely need to read this guy. That's exactly the way I think sometimes.
Aw.
That's a Richard Brodigan.
That's right.
Okay, Avital, once again, that show, April 30th in LA, May 4th in New York.
Who wants to come see the fucking show of a loser? Nobody.
It's not that you lost, it's how you lost. You have
Gracefully?
To be a gracious
with grace, with dignity.
With you yelling.
Eat my cock, you motherfucking piece of shit.
I mean, that's my just God. Class. It's proper class, mate.
Real classy.
Who do you have to fuck to win a game around here?
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Jake and I will be back next week. If you write another poem that you think you can give it your all, we can have you back on for another guest episode.
I do want a chance to redeem myself.
As for the who knows me better, these are the 20 most interesting facts about myself. I can't possibly write another 20.
I have one more beautiful thing to share. Sorry, I know we tried to wrap up.
Okay.
But
we'll end on this.
Let's
It's just a fucking promo for the fucking show. This is crazy.
Exceptionally funny. Strikes a deft balance between the blackest humor and pathos. A thoughtful, even wry storyteller. Highly impactful. A calling card for Ash's glowing talent, says the Scotsman.
That
should have
been, that should have been the third poem you read. Like, oh, wow. I guess that is just a glowing review, actually. Now
That's
that I
also
read
by
it out
Leonard
loud.
Cohen.
I wish. Oh, my God. If Leonard were alive to come to my show and like it.
He passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was destroyed. He died the day before, but it came out when Trump won. That same day. So it was like one of the worst days of my life.
Jesus.
Slash human history.
Yeah.
Probably not a coincidence, right?
No, probably not. Trump killed Leonard Cohen.
You heard it here third.
But think of that beautiful last poem by the Scotsman when you book your tickets.
At avitalash.com.
Thank you. Jake, you did a great job. You deserved it.
Michael Resnick, folks.
That's awesome. We should have Resnick on here. He'll play against Jake. Who knows
that would
me
be
better?
Fun.
Questions only from 1989. Yeah. And we'll be back next week for more of us. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. And if not, we'll be back here in a week from today. See you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for having me. A lot. Thanks a lot.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.